This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and it's time now for your letters. Marsha Marvin heard something recently that caught her attention, but it wasn't on our program. She writes from Portland, Oregon. While on a birding trip in Kansas last weekend, we encountered an eastern meadowlark whose song consisted of the first four notes of your theme song. Well, thanks to the folks at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, we found the call of the eastern meadowlark, and we'll let you be the judge.
Hire that bird. Also, we aired a story yesterday about the oil spill off the Gulf Coast that got the attention of Pat Bryan in Houston, who writes this. The Gulf oil blowout has been going on long enough that you should be able to pronounce the name of one of the most threatened areas, the Chandelure Islands. Say Chandelure. If I hear chandelier again, I'll drop one on you. Well, no need to ruin a perfectly good light fixture. We checked with our reporter on that story, Kathy Lohr, and she says that the local residents she spoke with all pronounce it chandelier. With that said, we followed up with a few other Gulf Coast sources today, and they all say chandelier. So I'm afraid the consensus from our informal poll is there is no consensus. How you say it depends on where you live.
Many listeners appreciated our story out of Nashville last night about countless musical instruments destroyed in recent flooding. Among the ruined items is a Stratocaster guitar played by Jimi Hendrix. We said he learned to play guitar in Nashville, but he actually taught himself to play as a kid in Seattle. Gary Golio of Ossining, New York, caught the error and added, "As for the guitar, it's met a sad fate, but we still have Jimmy's music, and that's what counts."
Keep those letters coming. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.